Hey, it's Prophecy Sun. When I'm not riding my bike, hanging out with my cats, or making soup, I'm listening to Tweets and Tunes on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I don't really think you can call it a platform yet. I already reblogged that. I reblogged it and retweeted it. I retweeted it, I reblogged it, and I checked into it.
This app is so elegant.
Are you going to get the new Kindle? I saw it on TechCrunch.
How is this different from Facebook?
They don't even have a Foursquare venue for their apartment.
I don't really get Tumblr. Is the internet down?
I didn't even finish high school.
Think of it like an Instagram for hamburgers.
He's a genius. It's like Pandora for cats.
Are you gonna get the new iPhone?
It's like Airbnb for Facebook games.
It's not on tech. Who has a party in Palo Alto?
Think of it as a Netflix for YouTube.
How is this different from RDO?
An iPhone charger.
It's not on that. It's good.
I check in on Path, and then I send it to Foursquare. I also send it to Tumblr, and then Tumblr auto-posts to Twitter and Facebook.
And good morning, Vancouver. You are listening to Tweets and Tunes on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm wide awake. Broadcasting from the beautiful, beautiful campus of the University of British Columbia. I hope you are wide awake with us on this 12th day of June 2013. We've got a great show coming up for you. We're going to play some Yeah Yeah Yeahs. We're going to hear some Ryka, Moon King, The Breeders today, a little bit of The Strokes, Yacht Club, and a bunch of local music for you here today. We've also got our web roundup coming up in just a little bit as well. We will throw back to 1989 on today's issue segment of 80s College Radio DJ. But without any further ado, we are going to hit the music and waking you up on this Wednesday hump day morning. Little Bad Things, this is Jace Everett. We're listening to Tweets and Tunes. Good morning, Vancouver.
When you came in, the air went out. And every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room, sick and eyes filled up with gloom. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know this much is true. I wanna do bad things with you. Okay. The air went out, and all those shadows there filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I wanna do real bad things.
Escape, been reading your mind like a Valentine. New wave,
And you're back on Tweets and Tunes. Thank you for listening. You can find us here each and every Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 a.m. on the radio dial. That's 101.9 FM. And on the internet at www.citr.ca. If you'd like to get a hold of us during the show, you'd like to request a song that we might not play, you can go ahead and give us a call here locally, 604-822-2487, and toll free at, just kidding, we're college radio, we don't have a toll free line, don't be ridiculous. All right, off the top there, you heard Jace Everett from all of you True Blood fans, that was Bad Things. And we followed that up with Silver Gun and Spleen and the title track from their new album, Semi-Truck, Toronto's own Silver Gun and Spleen. You can find them on Rage Records. And we ended the set off with the Yeah Yeah Yeahs from their new album, Mosquito. That was Area 52. And that song was inspired. Their keyboardist, Nick Zinner, is a huge UFO fan and conspiracy theorist. Karen O wrote that song for him for his love of aliens and such. Apparently, you can find Nick Zinner hanging around the fence at Area 51 in Nevada trying to find out all the alien secrets. Twitter this morning, Rolling Stone has a story that Kanye West compares himself in their newest article to Steve Jobs and Michael Jordan. And if by comparing himself to Steve Jobs and Michael Jordan, he means that he's dead and his career is over, then yes, I think that was probably an apt comparison. Speaking of Twitter, we're going to play a song for you right now, because that's what we do here.
This is a brand new musical disc with a flick of my wrist, make you jump and twist. Sounds from the mighty brass action, kiss my brass, move ya!
This is our Twitter friends. You can find them on Twitter at The Brass Action. This is from their brand new album, Making Waves. This is Kiss My Brass on CITR. We'll be right back.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
stayed up all night after the first one day in June, and I got on your case, but the sun came up too soon. Took your request underneath that midnight moon, and I had one song left, but the sun came up too soon. Before I got the timing right, I watched you walk into the morning light, disappear like the last star of the night, disappear like the last star of the night. There was a moment, a ripple that blew, and we were right on track, but the sun came up too soon. I got your signal, and I thought we had time to spare, but then the dawn rose up, and you were no longer there. Timing right, you slipped away outside. I watched you walk into the morning light, disappeared like the last star of the night. The last star of the
We're back on Tweets and Tunes. That was 2 hours Traffic from their album Foolish Blood. You can find them on the Bumstead label. Before that, you heard Folly and the Hunter. And of course, everyone knows you can find them on Outside Music. That was from their Tragic Care album. The song was Ghost, and we kicked that whole set off with a little Brass Action and Kiss My Brass. You also heard Groanland in there from their album The Chase, and that was Criminals. You are listening to Jason. That's me, by the way. I'm the guy talking. This is Tweets and Tunes. And if you want to go online, go check our website out, tweetsandtunes.com. You can also find us on Twitter throughout the show. Well, you can find us on Twitter all the time, actually, but we're responding throughout the show. That's at Tweets and Tunes. And if you're really keen, you can hop onto our Facebook site at www.facebook.com/tweetsandtunes. I occasionally like to shop online. I've been known to purchase an item or two. I'm not a big eBay user, but every once in a while something comes up on eBay that you just can't help but go in and grab. I know, for instance, DJ Jack Velvet, who hosts the Suburban Jungle, who will be on at 8 o'clock this morning. Likes to buy some musical items on eBay. But I'm not sure if he's going to bid on this item. Manhattan Psychiatric Hospital has put up on eBay a mortuary refrigerator. It's being sold in used but good condition. Bidding for the 8 feet tall, 6 foot wide steel fridge, which has 4 doors for body storage, has already reached $805 US. Some 41 bids have been placed since Thursday, and there's still 4 days of bidding left. So, if you're looking for a mortuary fridge, and really, who isn't these days, be sure to hop on eBay and get your bid in before that auction ends. Also, around interesting news on the web, there's a homemade engagement ring that glows when your fiancé is near. Why? No, I'm not sure. And very important technology, you know, aside from glowing rings. Researchers at a U.S. university have unveiled a robot that can predict the action of humans and possibly the most groundbreaking invention ever. The robot now knows when to pour you a beer. By analyzing your actions, it can tell when you're ready. For instance, I walked into the studio this morning and saw several beer cans in the garbage, knowing that if I was a robot, I would have known when to pour those. But it's too early in the morning to be drinking beer anyways. That's what Bailey's was made for. And speaking of Bailey's, we're going to go to Rika. This is Kodiak. Yes, that's right. You heard it here first. From the Kodiak album, this is Blackie. You're listening to Tweets and Tunes, CITR.
My brother, my killer, the art of war. The sickness, the souther calling on. The sorrow, my control to the dogs. My likeness, my secret with love and Savior, an ark of gold, lightness, your lover calling on, burden the yearning to be heard, a witness my sadness with love and
Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
And you are back. Indeed, this is CITR. And that was Golden Youth from the Beyond Wilderness album. Song was Jewel. Before that, you heard Moon King from Obsession 2 and Icarus, for those of you traveling too close to the sun today. And Rika kicked off that whole set from the Kodiak album. That was With Love in Woe. Great music this morning, indeed. Birthdays today. Who doesn't love a good birthday? Well, I know former U.S. President Herbert Walker Bush, born this day in 1924. World's number one believer, Anne Frank, born in 1929 today. Len Barry, American rock and roll icon, born this day as well. Peter Farndon from The Pretenders. Back on the Chain Gang. Brass in Pocket passed away in 1983, unfortunately from a drug overdose. Spencer Abram, who was the Secretary of Energy under George W. Bush, and I'm sure he was only hired because they had the same birthday. I know I prefer nepotism when it comes to political appointments. And not today, but this week, two of my favorite ladies, Kim and Kelly Deal, of course, of the Pixies, and then later of the Breeders, twins born in 1953. Who knew? Who knew? That can't be right. I don't believe the internet on this one. So we thought we'd pay a little homage this morning to our friends, the Breeders, with Kim and Kelly Deal. This is Cannonball from Last Splash. You're listening to Tweets and Tunes, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
trust. You don't look pretty when you smile, so don't smile at all. You love me like a doctor, or a stuntman with a broken leg. You're a paper girl with paper eyes. You're a paper crowd. And if you think it's your turn to ask a question, it's not.
If you want money and you're comfy, if you want secrets in your tea, keep your paper heart away from me.
Well, it must be hard to be a pretty girl. Yeah, it must be hard to watch your body growing old. And I'll be laughing in your head until I wanna stop. And if you think it's your turn to explain yourself, it's not. Paper.
was The Strokes from Come Down Machine and Tap Out. Before that, you heard July Talk from their self-titled album, and that was Paper Girl. And we kicked the whole set off with Birthday Girls from this week, the twins, Kim and Kelly Deal of The Breeders. Well, it's that time, the time you've all been waiting for.
It's Tweets and Tunes, and once again it's time for 80s College Radio DJ, that segment where we play a song guaranteed to take the wrinkles out of your skinny puppy t-shirt.
The year 1989. The Canadian Space Agency is created. Deborah Gray becomes the first Reform Party member of Parliament in a by-election. The Sky Dome, now known as Rogers Centre, is opened in Toronto. Cable television network CBC News World is launched. French cable sports network RDS, the ugly twin sister to TSN, also launched. And Wayne Gretzky, staying on the sports theme, becomes the leading scorer in the history of the National Hockey League. Quebec uses the notwithstanding clause for the first time to opt out of a federal government constitutional amendment. And Corel releases Corel Draw. Who didn't love Corel Draw? I didn't. That was me. And in college radio, burning up the airways, I had just returned from Greece, only to be welcomed back to our land in Canada by this great, great Canadian treasure. Spirit of the West was burning up your college radio station in 1989. This is Home for a Rest on Tweets and Tunes.
You have to excuse me, I'm not in my best. I've been gone for a month. I've been drunk since I left. These so-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for a rest. We arrived in December and London was cold. We stayed in the bars along Charing Cross Road. We never saw nothing but brass taps and oak. Kept the shine on the bar with the sleeves of our coats. You'll have to excuse me, I'm not at my best. I've been gone for a week, I've been drunk since I left. And these so-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for a rest. Take me home. Will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for a rest. Take me home. By the light of the moon, she drifts through the streets. A rare old perfume, so seductive and sweet. And flirt as the pubs all close down, then walk us on home and deny us around. You have to excuse me, I'm not at my best. I've been gone for a month, I've been drunk since I left. And these so-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for a rest. In the room, I'm knackered again. Come on, sleep, take me
patience will soon be my death. I'm so sick from a drink.
For the past 7 years, Sled Island has delivered a hot, fresh, and saucy music and arts festival in Calgary, Alberta. In 2013, it's saucier than ever. From June 19th to 22nd, independent musical acts, visual artists, filmmakers, and comedians, including the CITR Showcase featuring White Lung, will frolic your amusement at over 30 venues. For more information on schedules, venues, ticket purchases, and more, visit www.sledisland.com. Sled Island is proudly sponsored by CITR.
She eating that stuff? She must have picked it up from her trip back home. The smell's making me sick. Don't you think she should eat it somewhere else?
No, that's disrespectful toward Parveen. Actually, I think it's great that we can enjoy different foods.
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for All. Pass it on.
Okay, we're going to go right back to the music, but we got a giveaway here to the fifth caller at 604-822-2487. We have 2 5-day camping passes to the Believe Freedom Festival up in Whistler from July 11th to 15th. So that's 5-day pass for all the music and camping up at Whistler. So fifth caller in, 604-822-2487, and those tickets are yours. But back to the music with some Full.
We'll be right back.
There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like a rockabilly version of Back in Black backstopping a public service announcement here on College Radio. Hey! Guess who just walked into the studio? It's DJ Jack Velvet. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm actually quite excited that you showed up right at this time because I was really lacking for content.
Okay.
Here for the last 15 minutes.
Good to see.
You know, I was going to have to play Partridge Family music for the last little while.
I bet I have one song by them on my iPod.
I think
probably
I love
not
you.
Two.
I think probably I love you.
Probably not two, but one. I might have two.
But what am I so
but
afraid
not three.
Of?
Right.
I was garage sailing. On the weekend?
Yes. Hope you didn't capsize.
No. It was one of those Kodiak, with the inflatable hulls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like a Zodiac.
Like a Zodiac, yeah. But a Kodiak.
Yeah, and I bought a box of close to, I'm sure, 90 LPs.
Oh.
For $20.
Nice.
Yes.
Good stuff?
Fantastic stuff. Yeah.
So what were some of the highlights of those 90?
There was some great Pink Floyd in there. The Wall, Division Bells. I got some old Trooper.
Oh.
Good Canadian stuff.
The boys in the bright white sports car.
Yeah, I actually, there was like...
Is that them?
This person had a Trooper fetish. There were several. Foreigner.
Uh-huh.
Some Jay Giles. Fleetwood Mac, Live.
Yes.
Rumors.
Yes.
Tons of, you know, great
I'm
old
I'm sensing
albums.
A fair bit of 80s stuff here.
Yeah, there was, yes. And I was very excited about that. I do love the
80s. Yeah.
And, so $20.
In reasonable shape.
Yeah. All of them were pretty good. Breakfast in America, Supertramp.
Good
yeah.
album.
Yeah, fantastic. So, yeah, they were all pretty darn good. Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Perfect.
The Great
Perfect.
White North. There
the
were two of those.
Nice.
Two of those in there.
Nice.
Yeah. I kept them both.
Good.
Just for situations like that. And,
and their great song, Take Off.
To the Great White North, featuring Rush's Geddy Lee. Yes, that's a classic. I prefer the 12 Days of Christmas.
Right.
Yes.
The 12 beers of
Christmas,
I suppose it was.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, earlier we were talking about scientists have developed a new robot that interprets humans' actions and now knows when to pour you a beer.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so on the first day of Christmas, when your true love gives you a beer... She puts it in the robot's hand. It'll know when to pour it for you.
Good.
Yeah.
I figure you pour when it gets real low, you know? When the previous one gets below one quarter.
Yeah. Jack, when I get really low, I'm always pouring beer.
Yeah.
Among other things.
Yeah.
How was the classic trailer convention?
The vintage trailer meet was great. Good fun. Good fun. And my mini bike was a big hit.
Oh, I bet it was.
Many laughs were had over, you know... That 6'2" man on the tiny mini bike.
On the tiny mini bike. Well, I'm looking at a picture on Facebook of lovely Miss Velvet. Or Mrs. Velvet, and there's a lovely little pocket bike.
Oh, that's not Mrs.
No, Velvet. No, but she posted it.
Oh.
Of this one's for Caroline. She said, I know you want to ride it.
Yeah. Well, that is my bike.
Yeah. That's the pocket bike.
But that's another lady.
Yeah, and who is the... And is she the owner of the lovely car and trailer that are in the background on the picture?
Indeed.
That's fantastic. What kind of car is that?
It is a 49 Pontiac.
49 Pontiac.
Yeah. It's a pretty sharp car.
It is, and look at the condition. And it's probably worth more than 49 today's Pontiacs.
Yeah, that couple have several beautiful vintage trailers and several beautiful vintage cars. And so you never know which one they're going to bring each time they come out. So, no, it's a great event. There was probably, I don't know the total number of trailers that showed up. It might have been 80 trailers perhaps a little less, and then quite a number of nice vintage cars as well.
It's true, and you know what? Different kinds, but trailers are not out of place in Mission.
Right.
No. Usually.
But the vintage ones are very cool. They're a different. They're a different breed.
Yeah, different altogether. Different breed than the single wides and the Parks.
That's right.
Yeah. Good thing that reception doesn't go out to Mission. Good thing they can't hear us there.
That's true.
They'd be waiting for me outside the station.
No,
with
they're
their
in
pitchforks.
A world of their own. Out
yeah.
there.
Literally.
Yeah.
It's like a Point Roberts. What do they say? We're all here because we're not all there.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was sad that we couldn't join you. But
it was good fun. We got there Thursday and we left. We got there Thursday evening and we left Sunday afternoon.
And the weather was fantastic for you?
There was some rain for a while on maybe Friday or something. But it was otherwise pretty good.
Yeah. I was down on the seawall this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We rented two sets of tandem bikes.
Okay. Oh.
And yes. Went for a little pedal around the seawall with the family. And as we were across, so right on Denman and Robson, the volume's turned off on that. You can check it up. Right on Denman and Georgia, there is those bike rental places.
Yes.
There's actually two, Kitty Corner, right on the corner there.
Right.
So we rented there. We get our bikes, and we're getting ready to cross Georgia so that we can head down to the little path that takes you to the seawall.
Yes.
And in front of us, there is this girl who is obviously just rented rollerblades.
Okay. First time on them?
Very.
Yes.
Very obviously the first time on the rollerblades.
Did she have a helmet and elbow pads and wrist guards?
She had a helmet.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
Was fine messing up her hair, but didn't want to hide her beautiful... She did have a nice tan.
Uh-huh.
And she was a healthy girl.
Uh-huh.
And, but that little... Right when you cross Denman on Georgia, it's an incline. Like,
okay.
Right away.
Right.
A fairly steep incline.
Okay.
And her amigo that was with her, riding his bike, obviously not wanting to rollerblade, and she had the...
Due to the inherent danger.
Yeah, of rollerblading, yeah. And, of course, she had the jean shorts on, the jean cutoffs, yeah.
Good.
And...
I sense a scraped leg coming up here.
Right down. And there was about... It was a packed day because the sea was beautiful out and everyone's heading to the seawall. There was about 50 people at the corner and every one of us just stopped and watched because you knew what was coming.
Right.
You know, she does... Starts doing the, cartoon, waving arms.
Yeah.
And starts heading down the incline. And sure enough, gets to the bottom, does the 180 spin, and wipes out. Road rash abounds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't...
Big scrape on her thigh or something.
Yeah, knees, thighs.
Ouch.
And
ouch.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
Yeah, you don't want to have that.
You know what, kids? Wear your knee pads and wrist guards.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. They come in, they're useful for many applications, the knee pads, but especially when you're out there on those rollerblades.
Of course, you're talking about refinishing hardwood floors.
Yeah, absolutely. Hardwood floors, gardening,
good.
Working on the car.
I have lots in common with the next band we're going to play.
Okay.
Beekeeper Band from their new album, Shout at People.
Beekeepers.
And
we still have the bees.
Yeah. Oh, you still
have
them?
They're still there.
Yeah. Do you like to shout at people?
Sometimes.
I do.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Beekeeper, CITR, Tweets and Tunes.
It's the blood you left behind. We'll be right back.
fractured bone frame.
But when I'm sleeping,
but when you're sleeping, I can trace the boundaries of this land.
But when I'm sleeping,
but when you're sleeping, make sense of the guilt and the yada yada.
But when I'm sleeping,
but when you're sleeping, we are like two birds in a nest.
That was Magneta Lane from Witch Rock and Burn. I will now hand the board over to the loquacious DJ Jack Velvet. You can find me here next Wednesday and throughout the week on tweetsandtunes.com and on Twitter at tweetsandtunes. We'll leave you with a song from the Valley's own Lori Biagini. This is from her new album, Sanctuary of Sound, and something we always love to do here on the West Coast, Run to the Sun. Stay classy, Vancouver.